Chapter 6. Visitors from London. Sanara, 2022. When Clem's friends arrived the next morning, Clem was still in bed. With Gareth. I told her to get up. I had never spoken to her like that before, but I did not want to be alone with her friends. I ran to my room, put on a black dress from the charity shop bag, pulled my hair back and ran downstairs to open the door. He was tall. She was small. They looked rich and spoiled, like Clem. The girl had long hair, lovely makeup, and her teeth were very white. "We're Clem's friends," she said. "I'm Meg, and this is Rick." Rick smelled wonderful. I looked at him and felt something that I did not usually feel, like electricity. "I'm Sanara."
"Cool name," said Meg.
Clem came downstairs and started talking about the party. I went to the kitchen to make coffee for everybody, and Rick followed me. He was very tall, and as his beautiful dark eyes watched me, I felt that electricity again. I put the coffee, milk and sugar onto a tray, and Rick added 3 cups.
"I'll take the tray," he said. "Then you won't have to come out."
"Why?" I said.
"Oh, sorry. I thought that you'd be busy in here," he said.
I suddenly realised that he thought I was the maid. He saw my face change.
"I'm sorry," he said. "I didn't mean to be rude."
I took my coffee and one for Gareth upstairs. He was in my bedroom.
"Sorry, Sanara. I couldn't think where else to go," he said.
We smiled at each other. We both knew that we were in the wrong world. The window was open, and we could hear Clem outside laughing.
"You're so stupid, Rick. Sanara's not the maid."
"But she's wearing a dress like our maid Holly does at home."
I looked at myself in the mirror. I was wearing an ordinary black dress. Did it make me look like a maid? Gareth started laughing.
"You look like Holly at home," he said,
repeating Rick's words in his voice. I laughed too, but then suddenly I was crying. Gareth stopped laughing and hugged me.
"You're not Holly," he said. "You're keeping an eye on Martha and Clem. That's all."
I nodded. When we phoned Josie, at first she refused to meet Gareth and me at the beach. But when I told her about Holly the maid, she changed her mind.
"I knew that this would happen," she said.
We told her everything, how Molly had dug up another bone and that Martha had seen it.
"Do you think that there's a burial ground there?" Josie asked.
Her voice was strange and her face was full of things that she was hiding.
"I've been thinking about death a lot," she said finally. "I'll come to Cliff House for the dead people, but not the ones who are alive.
And if anybody treats you like a maid, Sanara, I'll hit them."
Martha, 1940. Martha wrote often to her mother and her sister, Daphne. She described the house and the ocean. She described Violet, how kind she was, and her pretty clothes. She did not tell Mother about Aubrey shouting at her and Betty 3 days after they had arrived. He was not funny like he had been the first morning at breakfast, and they had been scared.
He had screamed,
"Get out of my house! Get out!"
and called them a very bad word. One morning, after he had shouted all night, Violet told Martha and Betty that Aubrey had shell shock. This meant that his mind was affected by the last war, which he had fought in when he was only a boy. He could never forget what had happened. And then, the letter arrived. Josie, 2022. Josie, Sanara and Gareth left the beach and went straight to the camellias at Cliff House. Josie sat by the hole that Molly had dug, watching as Sanara put her hand inside the hole. She could not stop thinking about Uncle Andy disappearing at the same time as Rachel, and she needed to know the truth. Then Sanara pulled something out. But it was an old watch, not a bone.
"There is some writing on the back," Sanara said.
"With love, on your 21st birthday." That meant that it did not belong to Rachel Thomas.
"Is there a name?"
Josie asked, starting to feel better.
"No, but it looks like a man's watch," said Sanara. "Why was it buried in the garden, do you think?"
Just then, they heard Clem and her friends laughing by the pool.
"I don't want to see them right now," said Sanara. "Shall we go back to the beach?"
But just as they were leaving, Clem saw them and ran towards them, throwing her arms around Gareth's neck.
"Where have you been? Come and meet my friends," she said.
A girl was sitting on the side of the pool, with her legs in the water. Her eyes were closed, and her face was turned up to the sun. Josie looked at her. She was beautiful. The girl turned and smiled at them. She had long hair and light brown eyes. Josie smiled back. She remembered Sanara saying that the boy and girl came as a pair. They looked good together.
"Sanara, I want to say sorry again," Rick said, coming over.
When nobody spoke, Rick said,
"At home, we have maids, and I thought that Clem did too. That's why..."
"It's fine," said Sanara at last. Josie and the girl were still looking at each other.
"I'm Josie. Nice to meet you. I'm Meg. Are you coming for a swim?"
Josie already had her swimsuit on under her clothes, because she always wore it when she went to the beach. She jumped into the pool beside Meg. Suddenly, she wanted to stay at Cliff House and feel like a part of it too. Most of all, she wanted to be with Meg. After they had swum, Josie and Meg could not stop talking. Josie told Meg about Mum and how life was now, but she said nothing about the future. She even told Meg that Andy had just died. Meg talked about her old boyfriends and her old girlfriends. Josie tried to understand what she was feeling. She had never felt anything like this before, not even with Gareth. She hated Rick because he had Meg. Meg made her feel like a different person. Now Josie understood things about herself that she had not understood before. Josie was sure that Meg felt the same way too. Felicity, 1988. Felicity was alone in the house when Rachel arrived. Alex had gone to meet Jenna, and although Felicity was still nervous about seeing Andy by their gate, she told herself to be brave. Alex would lock the gate, and she would be safe. Suddenly, Rachel appeared at the kitchen door, making Felicity jump. Her eyes were red from crying.
"What's wrong?" Felicity asked her.
"I had a fight with my parents. I didn't know where to go."
Rachel's aura was purple instead of its usual bright blue.
"I hate my parents," Rachel said, "and it's too dangerous to stay at home."
Then she showed Felicity a bruise on her head.
"My dad did this, but no one would believe me because he's the vicar. He's good at choosing the places that don't show."
"Does he hit Lucy too?" Felicity asked.
"Not often. Lucy keeps her head down."
"Come and live with us," said Felicity.
"I want to go away," Rachel said at last, "and never, never, never come back."
Martha, 1940. Martha lay awake at night, trying to cry quietly. A letter had come. Daddy was dead. Someone had shot him in the war. He was 35 years old, and he was dead.
"How would you like me to take you to London to see your mother and Daphne?" asked Violet. "And then we'll come back."
"Really?
Yes, please,"
said Martha, starting to cry again.